In 2011, Colorado lawmakers formed the Creative District Program, meant to bolster the arts and attract new creative businesses to communities around the state. Now, 11 creative districts exist in places like Colorado Springs and Greeley. Seven more are working on becoming creative districts, including Carbondale. Carbondale is in the running, in part because of shops like this one.
Everything in the store, even though most of it is old and antique, is unique, like old birdhouses that somebody made.
Deborah Taylor works at Out West Antiques on Main Street in Carbondale. The store is filled with things like Native American heirlooms, vintage clothing, and jewelry. She says Carbondale is a good fit for the business.
The fact that we've got great restaurants and coffee shops and everything is walkable and it's easy to park, I think it's really good.
You know, when you look at Carbondale, the majority of our businesses would fall under creative industry business.
Amy Kimberly is with the Carbondale Council on Arts and Humanities.
And that's a wide swath. That's healing arts, design, publishing, local food production, renewable energy design.
Kimberly is heading up the effort to get Carbondale certified as a creative district. The state is providing a $5,000 grant. Kimberly says the idea is to identify creative zones in town, lay out a direction for the community, and ultimately attract new creative entrepreneurs and visitors. It is, she says, a community effort.
Our real goal is to come together for a vision, you know, and be able to attract businesses that would fit in, be able to make things easier for people that are here. Look at solving problems even like housing for creatives or just community, or just to be able to keep a good mix of people here.
A 2012 economic analysis found the creative industry plays a critical role in Carbondale's economy. Town manager Jay Harrington says it's a sector everyone supports.
The town's been pretty vocal in its desire not to grow its retail base through big boxes and large retail development. So the creative district aspect and the creative industries are a good partnership where there's some opportunities.
Colorado ranks fifth in the nation for the number of jobs in the creative sector. Margaret Hunt with the Colorado Office of Economic Development says the focus of the Creative District Program is to build on an already strong creative core.
Basically, what we're trying to do is create more synergy around that, because it's really important for our economic development strategy that we're recruiting bright young talent. And young, talented workforce, are interested in living in places that are interesting, and creative districts are interesting.
Carbondale has 2 years to get its creative district certification. Citizens can get involved with the process through a website. There's a link at aspenpublicradio.org. Marcy Grevenin, Aspen Public Radio News.